away for the Tomiko Cheltenham Gold Cup. Bijou Diarra wins the Queen Mother Championship at the fourth attempt.
One for Arthur, it's holding on, brilliant, and it's one for Scotland.
This is the race that I've always wanted to win. This is the race that's in my heart.
One flight to go, Noel Feely can wait no more.
This is Love the Jumps Extra from the Jockey Club.
Hello, it's Matt. Welcome to Love the Jumps Extra, and here is the extended version of the interview with Martin Keithley.
Just look at it, it's unbelievable. I never thought when I came down here at the age of 16, working for David Nicholson, I would end up training in the same galaxy I had, and obviously he just trained down in the village there. And after riding, Robert Wardson, who owns the facilities here, we just had a couple of pointers, and he said we could rent the stables, and I think we only started off with five stables here. And the pointers took off and really got going, and thought we'd give it a proper go under rules, and the five stables is now 51 stables.
Has that surprised you? I mean, were you always ambitious and think, I'm going to make this work?
Yeah, I was just so keen. Even though I rode as a jockey, my ambition was to train them, and I get so much more out of it as well, because you work with the horses every day and it's a real team effort. And yeah, it was always aimed to not have a massive number of horses, like 100 horses. It was always aimed to try and keep building the quality up and just be competitive going to your bigger Saturday meetings. And been very lucky, we've had some real nice horses in the yard and nice horses coming through, so lots to look forward to.
What was David Nicholson's bit of advice to you? He was never one for mincing words. He could be direct.
Yeah.
But what sort of thing did he give you as to take forward?
Well, he always drummed into you day after day, just the job's got to be done properly in every way. Mucking out, brushing, riding out, riding work. I'd seen him send people down who messed up a piece of work, and he'd send them down, tell them to do it properly. And it was a very professional team, and his standards were very high. Just so lucky, I learned a lot, not just through the Duke, it was just working with the top jockeys he had involved as well. Obviously Richard Dunwoody was there when I first started, David Bridgewater, Warren Marston, who still rides work twice a week, and then Adrian McGuire came along, Richard Johnson, Chocolate Thornton, so I've worked with some really top people in the sport and just taken a lot of advice from a lot of people, really.
Someone like Richard Dunwoody, he very single-minded. Did he find it easy to pass on advice, or did you just have to watch him and what he was doing?
No, I got on really well with him. He went out of his way to help me. I was a young budding jockey, and his help schooling and riding work was fantastic. He was very keen to help, and he's always been one of the best jockeys around. I think he's probably been...
What did you learn specifically? Okay, you watch him, and he achieved all those great success. What was the sort of thing that you said as a jockey made him stand out?
Just very strong, and he really kept the horses balanced. And you watch him in a finish, and he wouldn't be stick happy. He'd be very strong, and just keep the momentum going forward. And very good, obviously, top class over an obstacle, and very strong in a finish. He was just, yeah, I think.
And you've done it both sides. What do you tell your jockeys? What are you able to impart onto them, and what do you expect of them?
Try not to give them too many riding orders, and look, you've got good jockeys what ride for me. Obviously, Andrew Tinkler rides a lot, Aidan Coleman, Richard Johnson, and you don't really need to tell those boys too many riding orders. We have a rough plan when we get the saddle, and because they're very talented jockeys, if they've got the trust in me, I'll be happy. If they need to change the plan in a race, and it's... I just leave it up to them. We have a plan A, and if things have to change, they know they can go ahead and do it.
And when you're training a horse, what is your sort of modus operandi? How do you try and bring out the best in whatever horse, at whatever level, to make sure they can bring that bit of fun to your owners, who I know, even the other day at Cheltenham, he may not have won, but you were placed. So you obviously, the fun element is clearly part of it, but what do you want to make sure your horses give that fun?
It's just, the main thing is just if you can keep the horses healthy, happy and well, and they're not doing the same thing day in, day out. We've got circular gallop, we've got David Nicholson's old gallop, we've got grass gallops, and we turn the horses out unless the weather's atrocious. We turn them out most days, and it just keeps the horses happy and well, and try and run them in the level level they're at, so it gives the owners plenty of fun.
And when you look at your stables, it sort of has an old-fashioned feel about it. I mean, the gallops and everything have been given a bit of a makeover, and yeah. I can see that, you know, there's been a lot of care and put in that, but even in the stables, it has an old-fashioned sort of feel, a very natural feel. Is that what you want to try and create?
Yeah, and because we're quite high up here, we'll get plenty of fresh air. As you can see, the stables, they can look out both ways, and there's good ventilation through the yard, which is vital, just to keep control of any bugs, because you're always going to bring bugs into the yard when you come back from the races. And we fog the yard with disinfectant once a week. Even though we've got plenty of fresh air, we do that once a week as well. And I've seen a massive difference since I've done that. The horse has seen very healthy and well and running consistently, so it seems to be working well.
How ambitious are you?
Yeah, very ambitious. I just thrived for that first Cheltenham winner. Obviously, we got it and then lost it, unfortunately. But it's just made me more determined to go ahead and do it again. And they can't take that day away, but just made me more keen to go ahead and do it again.
And that was part of what was quite a difficult year.
It was.
In every sense. I mean, obviously, from the financial issues and then any currency. How hard was that? Did you think, what's going on here? And how did you find the will to regroup?
Yeah, I don't want another year like that anyway. But no, it's very tough. Obviously, we had the VAT issue where the business went bankrupt. And then to lose a festival winner the same year, no, it was hard to take, but just very lucky. Got such a supportive owners. John Hughes, who's got horses with me and other trainers. We're down to about 22 horses. We were struggling and we've really transformed it around. We've improved the facilities, gallops, and horses are up to 40 again now.
Was it almost a relief?
You're totally right, because I don't think wouldn't have had this issue. I think we'd have just struggled along and not really stepped up to the next level. And I feel we've really stepped up to another level now. The horse, like I say, we're back up to 40 horses and we've got owners looking to buy, and I could quite see us having 50 horses next season.
When you've had that difficulties like that, you don't have to worry about that now. Someone else can deal with the sort of boring side of it. You can just do what your passion is, which is training horses.
Oh, it's just massive relief to me, and yeah, I'm just so much happier. I train the horses, which is my job, and I feel I'm good at, and the business side of it is handed over to John Hughes, Belinda. They can worry about how the business runs. I can just crack on and train the horses, and I think it's a good team effort and it's working really well now.
Was it stressful?
Very stressful, yeah.
How close did you come to saying, that's it, I'm packing up?
That's a good question, isn't it? I never wanted to pack up, to be honest. I just really want to, because I've had the taste of the big winners and everything, and so the last thing on my mind was to give up, actually. So it just was so determined to really get it back going again.
Has the goodwill surprised you, touched you? What's the overwhelming feeling since the dark days of 2016? We're now into 2018. Has the last 12 months been life-affirming? What's it been to you and the team?
The team's been amazing. I think it's one of the best teams I've had. There was not one person who lost a job when we went bankrupt and we're down on numbers, and we built the team up with a number of horses as well, so delighted with the team. And as for the owners, well, we didn't lose one owner. If anything, we got more support, and it just took me back a bit. The support was just unbelievable.
And now going forward, obviously you say you might be up to 50, but the one thing about the Keithley team, if there's any chance of a Cheltenham winner or in the winner's enclosure, you don't hide your light under a bushel, do you?
We don't, and it's just, it's such a team effort, and it's obviously our local track where we're so lucky. I don't know why my horses run so well there, but they do, so it's...
What was your record like as a jockey there?
I didn't have a winner there, so I had a few rides there, but never had a winner, so... But it's the support of the local people and the owners were involved in the yard, and you go to the enclosure, even if it's not in first spot, it's a place, and then they're all there cheering, and it's just, and the buzz and atmosphere there is just different to anywhere else, and it's what really keeps you going.
Festival winners are everyone's lifeblood. Okay, you had that one taken away, in your heart of hearts, you're probably thinking, I've had one, but right. You know, rules are rules. Yeah. But what is your... When you get up in the morning and you're working on a wet winter's morning, what is driving you, and what do you say in 5 years' time, where would you expect to be as a trainer?
5 years' time, I wouldn't want to get too big, and I think 50, 60 would be the maximum of horses I would want, and I'd just be just concentrating on the quality and really just improving the quality so we can go to the big tracks, not just Cheltenham, just the other big meters on Saturdays, and just, yeah, if I can keep building the quality up so we can have a good team going to the Cheltenham Festival every year and the Aintree Festival, that'd be, yes, my main reason of training horses. So.
Do you feel the sport's in a good place?
I know the issue with the prize money at some race was just diabolical, and you could win a race and the owner would only make a profit after the paying the jockey, the train and the transport. And if you look at the programme, but now the prize money has really stepped up, and I'm sure that will make a massive difference because it has really, really improved a lot.
Are you feeling, going to 2018 then, as optimistic about your career as you have been for a long time, given what you've been through as a team?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's most excited I've been since I've been training. Just to see everything going forward really nicely and improving, and it's really exciting times. So,
which horse in your yard is making you most excited as well? Would it be unfair to single out anyone, given the enthusiastic nature of your owners?
Actually, the owners were just in the office there, Belay Memento. She's a very good mare. She's won twice at Cheltenham. She won that listed race and beat a nice Dusky Legend of Alan King's and a nice horse of Henderson's that day. And she's just very tough, and I think she could be very excited. I know she's decided to stick to hurdling this season. She runs in a big race tomorrow at Sandown. But I think when she goes chasing next season, I think she could go right to the top. So it's horses like that. I think she's very exciting. We've got nice young horses coming through. Spice Girl, she won 3 bumpers in a row. Disappointed last time at Cheltenham, but she came back and she wasn't right. So I think she could be quite exciting novice. And yeah, we've got some nice youngsters in Ireland. Jerry Egan's bought for some of my owners and went to see them recently. And it's just nice to see this one's waiting to come through as well. So I think, yeah, lots to look forward to.
This is Love the Jumps Extra, brought to you by the Jockey Club, putting all profits back into British racing.